This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be part of the solution. And if you're not, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If you don't want to be, you don't want to be. I don't know how much I can do about that. And there's so much going on in the news. There's so much going on because, you know, again, us heartless Republicans that don't want to just nilly-willy. Yeah, this is what they do all the time. Can we just be honest about this? This is what the Democrats do all the time when it comes to gun control. They want to throw everything at it, make it look like they're doing something, and the fallacy here, or the fantasy here, or whatever you want to call it, is that they're actually doing something. They're not actually doing anything. And on top of all of that, on top of what I believe to be they're not really doing anything, is they have had control in the past. And when they've had control, what have they done? Have they done anything? Come on, let's just be honest about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Whoa. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And look, get out, get engaged. Walk around your neighborhood, talk to some people. Find out what's happening. I mean, seriously, I don't know any other way to, I have no other way to put it. And that's the only way you're gonna truly find out what's happening. The only way you're truly gonna find out what the truth is in these scenarios is for you to do a little bit of your own homework. Right? I can't. There is no way. I cannot spoon feed all this stuff to you. I can't keep up with it myself, let alone spoon feed it to other people. So I know I touched on this earlier, but let me finish it off, because you really need to hear this. The Associated Press has been warning, is talking. I talked a little bit about this the other night about the influence of Christian nationalism on the 2022 primary elections. They've confirmed the fears of many voices on the left who are calling for action, or the nation will perish. These are their words, not mine. Right? MSNBC host Joy Reid, or I should say, excuse me, let me rephrase that. Joyless Reid said on Twitter that she was glad to see the mainstream media beginning to make it plain rather than trying to sugarcoat or both sides of this, because Christian nationalism poses a very real threat to America. Right? Joyless Reid. The most racist person on TV today, female racist on TV, who hates any white person, hates anything to do with this country, really, that has given her so much, really has. And she's going to come out and say she was glad to see mainstream media beginning to make it plain, rather than trying to sugarcoat, you know, on both sides of this issue. She goes on to say, because Christian nationalism poses a real threat to American national security and social cohesion. What does that mean? No, I am. I'm too stupid to know better. What is social cohesion? Freelance writer David Bates tweeted, they will go after every office seat from White House to school boards, city council, even library boards. We can't have that. Oh, my God. You know, and the funny thing about it is we are more tolerant and accepting than they are any day of the week. I had somebody who went and saw a dance recital, I guess what you call it, at a local school district, in a local school district. She was telling me how at one point in the, whatever it's called, the presentation, the dance, the whatever, that the young ladies had, one of the young ladies had a Bible in her hand and said that, hey, this girl's or this person's parents who follow this aren't very accepting. And I just about passed out. I said, you're going to be kidding me. She said, no. And nobody said anything. Nobody did anything. It was allowed to go on as if this was okay conversation. This was good. So, again, I'm okay with it. He goes on, the writer goes on to say, they are paying attention. This is what fascism looks like in America in the 21st century. Get in the fight. So, in other words, them telling us what to do, them forcing us to wear masks, them forcing us to do all these things that they've been at for the last 2 years, that's not fascism to them. That's a representative republic. That's what they believe. And they believe that Christians are fascists. Talk about playing with words. Not even word salad. They're playing with words. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Oh, get engaged. Be informed. It's the best way to do it. Just be informed. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which makes you part of the solution, seriously. You know, one of the things I love to do, and many of you who know me already know this, I love to make fun of these people who think they're so smart, they make so much sense. They think they have a right to do whatever they want to with your kids. You have this person, a teacher, I guess. I should say, I venture to guess. I'm not so sure. You know, when they go through, do teachers, educators, professors, whatever, do they go through any kind of, for lack of a better, mental health testing at all? I'd be curious to know, because it's a big deal, is it not? They're going to be in a classroom with my kids X amount of hours a day. I want to know they're okay. I want to know my kids are okay with this person. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So here's a woman who, I guess, she's all excited. And I can't tell. I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. I can't tell if she's a he or she. She's all excited that she has come out to her class. And they were excited for her. Of course they were. They're kids. They love you. They're going to be excited for you. They don't want you to feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Take a listen. Maybe.
Some of you remember my non-binary emotional support dragon, Bean. Bean. Did I just say they're non-binary? I believe I did. I have introduced Bean to former students of mine.
She's got this little fuzzy blue animal, for those of you who can't see. All right? And this is her little comfort animal.
As being not a boy or a girl and using they, them pronouns.
See, she uses the doll as a prop, or the fuzzy animal as a prop, to make sure that they understand that the thing is either a boy or a girl. Right? And then that way there, she uses the, they pronouns, and everything's cool.
And they react positively. However, I kind of stopped the experiment because of my own fear. Because I wasn't out to my superiors yet, and I was afraid of how parents would react, etc., etc. But today I did a thing. I came out. And I'm really proud of myself that I did this. I just patted myself on the back. I came out to my bosses, and I've been wanting to do this for a while, but just made the time right. A kid called me Jack instead of Jackie this morning, and they saw it, that it was cute. Like my two supervisors, and they thought it was cute. So I took that as like an icebreaker, and I was like, "So, guys, by the way." Kids are questioning if I'm a boy or a girl. And one of my superiors, in a way that like makes me think if they're reading on this conversation, is like, just out of curiosity, what is your answer to that? So I explain that I say in that it doesn't really matter if I'm a boy or a girl. Them what makes makes them think I'm one or the other, and what, you know, I explained that boys can have long hair, girls can have short hair.
I can't do this. I mean, she's so excited to confuse these little kids. That's what she's doing. Right? I mean, for the longest time, she totally looks like a female. There's no question about it. Put it that way. And yet she's telling these kids that she's not. And so, when you sit there and you think to yourself, these are little kids in the classroom. And let's make sure that they have no absolutes. You do realize that that's what it boils down to. There is no absolutes. And I think that's wrong. Alright? You give them the absolutes and then explain to them that some people decide to call themselves something else. Or feel like they're something else. But even so, that is not a place in elementary school. She's an elementary school teacher. Why is that okay? Why did we allow that to take place? Oh, I'll tell you, it's the same conversation I have with you guys all the time. And I had with a group of moms today. You let this happen. Yes, yes, yes. You parents are screaming about this. You let this happen. The way you let it happen, the reason you let it happen, was you never bothered to check into what they were learning in school, what they were selling, what they were doing. Really? Yeah, yeah, really. If you would have gone out there, if you look at your child's books, you asked them what's going on in school today, was there anything you talked about? You'd have this information. You'd have something to push back on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. So, a Bible study leader, Beth Moore, she ripped into conservative Christians without really understanding. She said, let me tell you how this works. All you have to do to thwart change, what is called the truth, thwart change in conservative Christian ranks, is to frame it as a progressive takeover. Then she mocked conservative believers. The liberals are coming. The liberals are coming. When our fear of liberalism exceeds our fear of the Lord, our God is power, she concluded. She went on to say that, she wanted to clean up a text that she put out there. She said, some framing SBC sexual abuse investigation process as a progressive takeover when protecting the sheep from the predators is liberalism. She said, the world has gone to hell in a handbasket. It might be her handbasket. We'll talk more about that after the break. We'll be right back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
During his speech to the American people, President Biden urged Congress to make a number of moves to reduce gun violence in wake of several mass shootings in the country.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
The speech follows last week's shooting by an 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and another shooting on Wednesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a gunman shot and killed four people and himself at a medical office. A 911 dispatcher has been fired after hanging up a call coming from inside the top store in Buffalo, New York, where a gunman opened fire, killing 10 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Get enraged, I guess is another way to put it. Heck, that's what they got you. That's what they got you pegged as anyhow. Major newspaper has written an op-ed that slams Christians for turning to faith after shooting. After the Texas school massacre, a Los Angeles Times columnist compared Christians calling on God to faith that allows brutal enslavement. Way to make fun of a whole bunch of Christians, huh? Liz Granderson, I think that's it, Liz Granderson, an op-ed columnist for the LA Times. She wrote a column Wednesday titled, Republicans Use God to Turn Tragedies into Talking Points. They clearly have a period in their mind in which they believe that God was happier with the direction of the country. But our history makes it impossible to pinpoint a date without looking racist, really. So they tend to talk in nostalgic Judeo-Christian generalities. That's hilarious. She has no clue, but he worried that God would be mentioned at the funerals of the slain children. We're going to be hearing a lot more of these generalities, he said. With each passing day, it's clear that the conservatives want to move the national conversation surrounding these mass shooters away from the gun access and toward God. Why not? Now, he took a shot at Christians and their beliefs. He said, we don't need to return to the kind of faith that allowed brutal enslavement to be the law of the land for centuries. We don't need to return to the kind of faith that allowed Jim Crow laws to follow. Actually, it wasn't faith that allowed Jim Crow laws to open up. No, it was the Democrats who were pushing him, pushing it, believed in it. See, slavery is talked about in the Bible several times. When it's forced slavery, it's a whole different animal than indentured servitry. And how you had to treat them. Nothing like what we see now. This is why I always say they don't really tell you the truth. Well, they couldn't tell you the truth. If they did, then you'd know for real what they were talking about, wouldn't you? Do you think we want to return to the kind of fate that enslaved black folks? Really? How'd that happen? And every time you turn around and look and you find out, it's really not white nationalist, Christian white national, all this other stuff. It's really not any of that. It's been Democrats. White liberal men. That's according to Malcolm X that everybody wants to quote. He's the one who said it, not me. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Speaking of the black community, the Biden White House is experiencing a Blexit of their own, if you would. The Biden White House has a mass exodus of black staffers. That's according to Politico. Just came through. I love this stuff because it shows you that they're not without blemish, are they? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. At least 21 African-American staffers have left the White House, or they're planning to leave under President Biden. They're claiming that there's poor work environments there, including a lack of promotion and support. Now, a White House official said some aides have adopted the term a Blaxit. I have heard about an exodus of black staffers from the White House. And I'm concerned, said Spencer Overton, president of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. They track government staff diversity quotas. But White House Press Secretary Karen Jean-Pierre, she pushed back against the report. She's like, here I am, right? President is incredibly proud to have built what continues to be the most diverse White House staff in history. He is committed to continuing historic representation for black staff in all communities. This is a normal time for turnover across the board in any administration. Black staff have been promoted at a higher rate than the staff who are not diverse, she said. Right? But again, no specifics. This is just a bunch of black folks that are just not happy. That's kind of what she put out there, right? That these people should be happy because, you know, he's such a great boss. Just to be, it never stops with these people. That's the funny thing about, well, I shouldn't say funny. But it's quite interesting. It never stops with these people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, a swing district for Dems, they're breaking with Pelosi. They call for gun packages to be split into smaller bills. They think they'll have a better chance of pushing it through. 20 House Democrats are pressing Speaker Pelosi to split their party's omnibus gun control package into several bills and allow votes on each in order to increase their chance of becoming law. Now, Representative Abigail Spanberger, a Democrat out of Virginia, she's leading the letter, which was first reported by Punch Bowl News. She confirmed to Fox by Spanberger's office that the letter asked Pelosi to not combine these bills into one large package. Americans are asking lawmakers to govern and pass laws that will protect their children, help them make their communities safer. Okay, that's their words, not Joe's, okay? Spanberger is joined by who's of Democrats facing tough re-election races this year. They include Representative Katie Porter out of California, Susan Wild out of Pennsylvania, Sidney Yanks out of Iowa, Alyssa Stotkin out of Michigan, and many, many, many more. Now, Representative Spanberger and her colleagues, they signed the letter, look forward to moving all of these measures forward. They believe that each merits its own vote. A spokesperson for her office told a news source on Thursday that the American people expect action. They deserve to see which proposals can move forward, as well as which specific proposals GOP lawmakers are refusing to support. But you know what? I think this is hilarious. No, I really do, because again, I'm going to keep saying what I always said. They have had total control of the Senate and the House in the past, with the presidency. They could have done anything they wanted to do. Why didn't they do this? Just curious. Why didn't they want to do this? Why didn't they make it happen? The letter itself makes clear that all 21 signers support every provision of the Protecting Our Kids Act. The omnibus package would raise the age of purchase to semi-automatic rifle to 21, tighten regulations of ghost guns, ban new large capacity magazines, among several other things. The missive is addressed to Pelosi, right? Oh, and Steny Hoyer. She also sent it off to the Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler and Majority Whip James Clyburn. The biggest reason, she says, it's necessary to split the package up. The bills would have an easier time through the Senate and the House. She goes on to say, we wish every member of Congress and the House and Senate would join us for supporting all these bills. You know, they always sneak stuff into the bills. That's why I say, you rush it through, you got a problem. Give them time to actually read it, go through it, know what it says. She goes on to say, but we know that we must have bipartisan support for the bills we want to become law. As members of the majority party, we must make a good faith effort to invite our colleagues across the aisle to join us, debate the merits of the bill, debate the merits of each individual item. The letter continues that we fully expect each of these bills will pass in the House, but as we focus on actually delivering for hurting America, passing each bill individually will ensure that the common sense measures we are putting forth arrive in the U.S. Senate with a way for them to push it through. You know, when they say this stuff, it makes you shudder. Biggest reason it makes you shudder is I don't trust them. I really don't. There's a big push for gun control. Now, for them, it's funny because gun control, border control, two different things. It's funny that the border control is out of control. They'll say it's fine, and it's not. And yet, with gun control, their approach to it is make it as restrictive as humanly possible. But Spanberger won't get their way because, you know, Pelosi, she knows better. She can do it her way. We'll see what happens. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Avenatti bought the big one today. Do you remember that they were gushing over this guy? Over at CNN, MSNBC, ABCD, EFG. Remember that? You know, Michael Avenatti? Yeah, 4 years. I was going to say for whatever, but for taking advantage of the hooker, exotic dancer, prostitute, whatever, that he was, that he was helping, that was representing. Right? So when you look at, you look at this, they were saying he needed to run for president. He was president. They're just ignorant people. Over there, MSNBC, like I said, ABC, DFG, all of them, they're just ignorant people. And it's amazing to me. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. It really isn't amazing to me. I'm never really surprised by what they do. I might be a bit astonished by going, oh my God, why would they go that far? Anyway. The Democrats' gun control hypocrisy. And there's a lot of it. You know, if you think about it, you look at what goes on. with these DA Dems across the country. Right? They're not charging people with gun crimes. They're not. The Democrat DAs aren't. You know, the Biden, the Democrats, they preach support for gun control. They want to ban certain kind of handguns while at the same time watching as politically aligned prosecutors let gun criminals out of prison. Work it through. Think about it. Do a little homework. Buck Sexton is a former CIA officer, host of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. He pointed out the same Democrats who are seeking to essentially criminalize many gun owners are the same ones who support progressive district attorneys like Philadelphia's Lawrence Krasner, George Gascon out of Los Angeles, and Chicago's Kimberly Fox. It all stretches back years to the end of mass incarceration, that whole talking point of garbage. The progressive prosecutors, whether it's Krasner or George Gascon, Kim Fox, look at the prosecutors in all of those places. They're doing what they can not to put people in jail. Open your eyes. Take a look. Right? They want to open the doors of the jails and let people out big time. Sexton said in such places gun violence offenders are placed in diversion programs. They have the severity of their charges reduced. They're going on to specifically point to the relevant data that he had got from the Philadelphia website. He said, go check it out for yourself. More than half of the prohibited possessors, meaning people who were previous criminals, not allowed to even have a firearm, had their cases dismissed entirely. Even though they were caught with a firearm. All this stuff just totally floors me. I told you what happened in California. After all this gun shooting and everything else, you're no longer required to report violence on campus or threats of violence. Think of that one. It's just amazing. At the same time, Sexton noted Biden's impassioned remarks in favor of banning what he called assault weapons. Right? And restrictions on semi-automatic weapons. One of the hosts of the radio show pointed to an exchange between a Fox News correspondent, Hillary Vaughn, and House Judiciary Committee member, Mondaire Jones, a liberal Democrat from Rockland, New York. You know, and again, they're threatening to change the rules because they want something a certain way. During a hearing Thursday, Jones pledged to abolish a filibuster if the gun control measures couldn't be passed. And if the Supreme Court objected to what they wanted to do, he would seek to expand it, nullify their objections. Wow. He has had enough of your thoughts and prayers. There you go. Take a swipe at all the Christians. That's a good thing to do, don't you think? Tucker Carlson said the Democrat contradicted himself in his exchange with Vaughn when he stated opposition to all semi-automatic weapons, but clarified handguns would not qualify for the ban. Now, the host noted many typical handguns are indeed semi-automatic. Right? It counters the logic, doesn't it? Sexton later added that Democratic officials should focus on prosecuting laws already in the books. He's right. Put the people in jail that keep getting picked up with illegal guns, the ones that shouldn't have them. Put the people in jail that again, are the ones breaking the law on a regular basis. They're doing this time and time again, he said, citing a report from New York City Council. Minority Leader Joey Borelli, Republican on Staten Island, regarding the dropped or effectively gone charges of gun-related arrests in the nation's largest city. I really don't know. There's really no good reason to wipe them out. There's no good reason not to charge these people. And I haven't figured out yet why they think it's okay. Really. Okay, some of the news y'all have been waiting for. I know you were. Biden administration says a COVID vaccine may be available for children under 5 by late June. God. This is even a story I was looking at the other day, where it said that infants, right, there might be the ability for infants to get the vaccine. Right? Why would they care at that point? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, as far as vaccines go, White House COVID-19 coordinator, Ashish Jha, said Thursday that the COVID-19 vaccines may be available to children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years as soon as June 21st. Our expectation is that within weeks, every parent who wants their child to get vaccinated will be able to get so. We know that many, 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 many people are eager to vaccinate their young kids. I'm not so sure about that. I mean, depending on how much you want to scare them, yes. Right? Pfizer and, it's just amazing. Pfizer and, was it BioNTech? They requested FDA approval for the three-dose regimen for children under 5 on Wednesday. I mean, what do you? It's just amazing to me. Leave it alone. How many 5-year-olds do we have dying from this? How many infants do we have dying for this? I'm curious. Right? The new 3-dose regimen was 80% effective at preventing symptomatic infection in children. I mean, again, when you ask the hospitals, when you ask what's going on, no. Not true. Just 18% of parents with children younger than 5 said they'd be immediately get their kids vaccinated when the FDA grants approval, while 38% that they would wait and see how it works. Right? I wouldn't wait. I would be a not going to do. That's just me. I'm not going to try to influence you guys. Do your own homework. Decide on your own. Right? The FDA's vaccine and related biology products, or biology, listen to me, biological products, their advisory committee, an outside board that gives input on emergency use requests, will meet on June 15th to review Pfizer's application. Anybody really think they're going to turn it down? Because I don't. Really. And I'm surprised they haven't shut down, you know, the comments on this thread. Right, when you look at this stuff, one person, my ongoing side effects are heart palpitations, headaches, pain in my legs, very lethargic. How could anyone give this toxin to their child? You must be mentally ill. Right? And he's right when they say it's not a vaccine. It's a therapeutic jab. It's kind of like pain medication. Right? No worse. When you look at it, that's why I said you've got to do your homework. Just because the government says it's safe doesn't mean it is. Just because the government says it's bad doesn't mean it is. We saw that. We know, Tim and I know people that, you know, ibuprofen helped them. Not ibuprofen. Ivermectin helped them. Tremendously. So why would you speak? As a matter of fact, somebody who's on their deathbed, why would you stop them from doing anything? Right? If they want to take a experimental drug, if they want to do something like that, it's their business, not yours. So I'm going to see your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Gwendolyn Sims joins me for PJ Media to discuss some of her latest articles she's got posted.